This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis could be home to a new world champion by the end of the week. Fabiano Caruana is in a tense battle for the World Chess Championship against defending champion Magnus Carlsen from Norway. If Caruana wins, he will become the first American to hold the title since Bobby Fischer in 1972. As St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports, a victory by the St. Louis resident could put a big spotlight on St. Louis's reputation as a global chess center.
Caruana and Carlsen are tied after a tense 12-game match in London, and now they are going into what amounts to World Championship Chess overtime. Even though the championship is being decided half a world away, live analysis and commentary have been streamed to the world each day from the basement of the St. Louis Chess Club in the Central West End.
I mean, controversy has broken out during our break. Totally, Jennifer.
Grandmasters Jennifer Shahade, Yasser Sarawan, and Maurice Ashley make chess sound exciting during the online broadcasts. Sarawan is an American grandmaster. He now lives in Amsterdam, but has strong ties to the St. Louis chess scene.
A Fabiano win would have everybody doing backflips and somersaults and what have you.
When Bobby Fischer won the championship more than 40 years ago, it was a big deal. Sarawan believes a Caruana victory could help chess rise to levels not reached since Fischer's reign and potentially attract some big-time money in the U.S.
So corporate sponsors have ignored chess. And for good reason. It's not on TV. The public's not clamoring. But once we have a world champion, then the public goes, oh, cool.
St. Louis is already very prominent in the chess world. The St. Louis Chess Club schedule is packed with major tournaments, and the World Chess Hall of Fame is right across the street. All of it made possible by Rex Singfield. He's the main person bankrolling the chess landscape in St. Louis, including the chess club on Maryland Avenue.
I think we're sitting in the nerve center of world chess. And, you know, people say, what does Singfield know? And that's a very fair question. However, Garry Kasparov said it, too. If Kasparov said it, it's true.
That's Garry Kasparov, the former world champion. Many observers consider the Russian to be the greatest player of all time. Even with a win, Caruana will have a long way to go to reach that stature. But Singfield is excited about the possibility of a world champion hailing from St. Louis and the potential celebration.
What is this city going to do if we have the world chess champion? And I don't know. I think the only thing that makes sense is we should all go out and go crazy. We don't even need Jack Buck to tell us. This one's going to come naturally.
Even if a victory party falls short of Singfield's lofty expectations, Caruana is already having an impact in another important aspect of chess, making an impression on the younger generation. Jason Zoe is a current Missouri High School chess champion. We spoke last week at the St. Louis Chess Club.
Him being here really inspires me. At the same time, though, because this is such a good facility, I think I'll be inspired by the people that they bring in anyways.
The chess club has brought in experts from around the world since launching about a decade ago. Zoe, who attends John Burroughs, says he's received advice from Caruana, but has not played against him. At least, not yet.
Oh, yeah, I would love to. I feel like there's a lot to learn from playing against the top of the top.
And maybe the best of the best will soon be vying for the world championship in Zoe's backyard. Singfield says he wants the global event to be held at the St. Louis Chess Club.
I think we know what it takes, and I've already said I'm prepared to do what it takes. So the powers that be, I think, are willing to make that happen.
His goal for having the world championship match in St. Louis? Sometime in the next 6 years. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.